Okay. You can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. Okay, anybody wants to report their meditation or ask any question? Anybody? Okay, don't have. So I will read to you the section on seeing beyond form and understanding Nibbana. Page 7 of the Heart Sutta, 1.10. We will continue. Page 7, 1.10. To develop basic wisdom, one must have the ability to see form as they are, and the unreality of form via its condition arising, its permanent suffering and non-self or empty nature, leading to our ability to see beyond form. Inability to see beyond form will result in form delusion, because one will grasp at external form via our own delusion. Via one's own delusion caused by identification with external form, thinking that they are also real. So this is where living beings get caught. Because when you cannot see form, the unreality of form, then you cling on to form, means you don't have wisdom. You cannot penetrate form. You cannot see beyond form. Then to you, everything that arises through your consciousness, whether through your seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile, or thought process, you give meaning. You hold, you think that they are very real. Understand? So because of that, you need to actually contemplate and reflect how you function as a human being, how your mind works, how consciousness come to be, and put to test what the Buddha has explained under Citta Niyama. When the Buddha said, mind make ade, and mind is a forerunner of all things, you need to penetrate the deep meaning behind what he said. Then when you have developed the wisdom, then you will be able to understand. Then you also need to see how form divides. As once we identify via identification with them, let's say our external form, which is the physical body, then this one will create the attachment to this body via delusion. Hence worrying about it getting old, falling sick and dying. It can also create duality of gender, male and female. That if you continue with race identification, then you will have all the subdivision of thought. Indian, Chinese, Malay, then the other race, including all the other subdivision based on race. Then you may also have age identification, young and old, leading to all the unnecessary fear, worry, anxiety, possibility of conflict and argument caused by external form identification and division. That's why racial disharmony is caused by the mind that attached to race. Then gender discrimination also same. So identification with form without wisdom means you cannot see beyond form, you cannot penetrate, then we have all this division. Then it will result in argument, conflict, misunderstanding, war, all over the world. Then we continue next paragraph. Huh? Unless you have the ability to see beyond form, chances are you will not be able to see mind, because mind is much more subtle and intangible than the solid external form. And unless you can see mind, here we are talking about the mundane mind as it is, we are the silent mind in sati, true wisdom cannot arise. For Nibbana is the cessation of form and mind. And this is a very important understanding. So learn to see form, the unreality of form. Then learn to see beyond form, leading to your ability to see the mundane mind clearly. This can then lead to the realization of impermanence and empty nature of the mundane or thinking mind, leading to the ability to see beyond the mundane mind via the silent mind, to realize one's true nature, which is beyond thought and beyond mind. At the mundane mind level, one still clings on to one's views and opinion and religious labor, etc. Hence the division at mind level again. That can lead to all the conflicts and arguments caused by one's delusion, just like form delusion. Then the note is very important. Eh? Words divide via form and thought identification, then to sakayadity or self-delusion and ignorance. Hence only if one can see things as they are via the direct seeing without words, without concept and labeling, etc. Only then there is no more form and thought delusion to condition ones to grab and cling, leading to all the suffering. So this is a very important understanding. Huh? That is, if you can't see form and the unreality of form, then you will not be able to see beyond form. And everything you come to perceive via your mundane mind, which is consciousness, will be like so real and so meaningful to you, in inverted comma. Hence the delusion or sakayadity. Also Dhammapada verse 1 and 2 say, your mind is the forerunner of all things, and mind is chief, and everything arises from the mind. So one must be wary of mind. So this one can understand, huh? This is a very important understanding. To penetrate the Dhamma, you need to penetrate the three characteristics. When you penetrate the three characteristics, then you will know that every moment of consciousness, you start with external form. Form delusion is very powerful, and you have to understand and see clearly how form divide via identification with form. And form is more gross, more tangible. You can see it, you can hear it, you can smell, taste, tactile, or think about it. Even mental form. But physical form, through the senses, they are more tangible, like seeing, hearing, smell, taste, and all the same, tactile. But when it comes to mind, they are more subtle, less tangible. Mind are just images. That's why to develop the ability to see mind, you must have sati, mindfulness, otherwise you cannot see. So this is a very important understanding. You need sati to see form, the unreality of form, then see beyond form, then you can see mind. Then when you can see mind, you still will come to an understanding that mind is still different for each and every form of mind. because they hold on to their views, their opinion, and all this thing. So when you start to understand that form divide, we are talking about mundane mind, then the only thing that doesn't divide is the true mind, the direct seeing. The true mind, or the pure mind. So the moment you have sati stabilized, then you can see them clearly. Then you realize, you will come to realize, the true mind is different from the conditioned arising mind, the mundane mind. The true mind is eternally aware. The true mind is not conditioned arising. It has got no words. It has got no concept. It has got no thought, no idea. So that's why when you understand that through the direct seeing, through your cultivation, when you connect, then when thought cease to be, the true nature shine forth, the true mind shine forth, the awareness shine forth. That's how cultivator who transform, they will be very, very mindful and heedful. Their mind will have sati. They will have very, very little or no thought. Then we go on. The Heart Sutta definition. Thus have I heard imply suchness or thusness of thing or tathata. The Buddha is also called the Tathagata, meaning he is the Tathagata who is an expert in tathata or suchness. So the Buddha understands truth as it is, because truth is the isness of thing or suchness. We are accepting what is. So all these words you have to learn to understand. You know what is and what is suchness or not? Yeah? How many of you don't understand? Truth is what? Yeah? The isness of thing is what? You see, we always heard people say, my religion has the truth. Then some, they want to monopolize truth. No? Only my religion has the truth. So is that the real truth? Yeah? Then sometimes they say, no, you're wrong. According to my religion, truth is like that. So all this misconception or argument come about because of what? They use word, understand not? When they use word, then truth become relative truth. You got relative truth and ultimate truth. Ultimate truth. What is relative truth? Yeah? When people use word, then they argue. They say, my truth. Then you say, your truth. Means what? This is relative truth according to who? According to you or according to me. So whatever truth our thought create through the thinking, they are just relative truth, understand? But if ultimate truth, then it's different. Ultimate truth means nature's law, understand? The reality. Nature's law or the reality. That's why truth is. Truth is means the reality, suchness. Understand not? Truth is. Means not your truth, not my truth, not relative truth, but points toward the reality. Means according to nature's law. So whatever that can like predict or explain what the reality is, that is the truth, isn't it? Correct? Right? Correct? Right? Anything that can explain the way things are, huh? Anything that can explain the way things are. Is the truth. So this one easy to understand, right? Because nature's law, everything that points to a reality and you can explain it is the truth, like scientific truth. Understand now? Scientific got physical law, biological law. So they can be proven, understand? There is theory. Then there is a spiritual law. They also have their truth, the law of karma and all those things. So when you talk about truth, we are talking about ultimate truth. That's why the Buddha used the word suchness, tatata, tatata. Then he is an expert in suchness. That's why he is called a tathagata. So this one you need to understand, because truth cannot be monopolized. Truth points towards the reality, the way things are. That's why the Buddha teaches you how to meditate, to see things as they are. Understand? Means to see the truth. That's why Dhamma is truth. What the Buddha teaches is truth. Points towards the reality. And you can investigate into it. It stands up to investigation. That's why the Buddha is a Tathagata, expert in truth, in suchness. So that's why the uniqueness of the Buddha's enlightenment is very different. He is fully enlightened because he understands suchness, truth. Okay, with that, maybe we will stop there. The next session, if you got time, we will share the Platform Sutta of Huining. This is a very, very good sutta. Okay, now you can go for dinner, 5:30. So we will meet back here, what time? 6:40. 6:40. 6:40. Because 6 to 6:40, you can have your rest time, or clean up. But you need to maintain, if possible, heedfulness training at all times, even when resting or while having an evening walk and doing Dhamma contemplation around the temple vicinity. Okay, so you got a total of about 1 hour 10 minutes. We meet back here at 6:40. Okay, so we will end by paying homage to the Triple Japa. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhamma namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sāvaka saṅgho saṅghaṃ namāmi. Okay, thank you.